It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the new Sand Valley Golf Course in the town of Rome is joining a group of highly acclaimed courses around Wisconsin. We'll talk about how the state ranks as a destination for golf tourists and whether the golf industry is set up for success down the road. First, Foxconn is expanding its operations now to western Wisconsin. The company announced today that it's opening an innovation hub in downtown Eau Claire. That comes less than 3 weeks after Foxconn said it would open a similar hub in downtown Green Bay. Ground was officially broken in June on the 20 million square foot facility in Racine County. Foxconn also purchased a building in downtown Milwaukee to be its North American headquarters. Governor Walker says the Green Bay and Eau Claire sites are examples of the Foxconn bonus. Rich Kramer is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Rich, start us off with the basics on what we're hearing for Foxconn's plans in Eau Claire.
So they're purchasing two properties. One is a building, they're both in downtown. One is a building known as the Grant Building, or the Grand Building. I wasn't familiar with this building, but I guess it's kind of a local historical landmark of sorts. And then the other building or property that they're purchasing is in what's called Haymarket Landing. That is actually part of the Confluence project that's been in the works for 5 years plus now. So it's a mixed-use building that at the top of the building has some student housing, and then they're going to basically take over the main floor, it sounds like.
And these are being called innovation hubs. Do we know what's going to happen there?
Yes. It was all fairly vague, the announcement, but the best I can tell, and after follow-up questions, it's going to be a two-part operation. So one part will be a tech startup, kind of a business incubator. So the idea is to attract local people who are tech savvy to come up with business ideas that could possibly partner with Foxconn. Foxconn also says that they can just do their own thing. They can just focus on entrepreneurship and use that as a launching point that is not necessarily tied to Foxconn. The other is an innovation center, which will basically be research and development for software and applications that would assist Foxconn products.
And in a news release, UW-Eau Claire said having Foxconn in town would be good for the company and the university itself. Why is that?
Well, because they've got a lot of young people who want jobs, and the hope is that they'll be able to get high-paying jobs in Foxconn and not necessarily have to leave the city. That's the incentive with them having a research and development facility right in Eau Claire. And it'll be located very closely to what is a company known as Jamf Software that is a local homegrown kind of a tech startup that's done quite well.
And Governor Walker was at this morning's announcement. What did he have to say?
Well, he said that this is more proof that the Foxconn project isn't just southwestern Wisconsin. It's not just going to benefit that corner of the state. So he also mentioned the investments that Foxconn made in Milwaukee, the recent development of the announcement about the technology hub in Green Bay. He said this is just more of that. And in fact, I asked the Foxconn representative who was there. It was Alan Young, who is the director for U.S. Strategic Initiatives. I said, is this going to be the latest, is this the end of it, of the investments? And he said, we don't know yet, but he did say cryptically, I think we're just starting.
And state Democrats have been, many of them, skeptical of the Foxconn project, especially the state's incentives, billions of dollars in incentives for this company. Any reaction to this Eau Claire Innovation Hub from Democrats yet?
Well, actually, this announcement happened during the time I normally would be hosting a candidate forum leading up to the Democratic primary for the 31st State Senate District, which is being vacated by Kathleen Vinehut as she runs for governor. So Democrats on that program were alluding to the fact that this could be, first of all, that it's a tremendous amount of money that's going to a foreign-owned company, and there's a lot of skepticism about whether there will be the payback that the governor has promised and the company has promised. Also, I spoke to a protester at the event, a small group of protesters just outside of where the announcement was made, and this person said that he was concerned that the Foxconn would be drawing some of the young talented people that we need in our local economy to the southeast corner of the state. So on top of the environmental concerns, the amount of tax dollars that are going to this company, there's also at least concern among some people that this might just kind of vacuum up all the young talent that could otherwise stay in this region.
Talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter in Eau Claire, about an announcement from the company Foxconn about their plans for Eau Claire, an investment in what they're calling innovation hubs in Eau Claire, in the western part of the state. And Rich, we've seen polls, the Marquette Law School survey, suggesting that people who are outside of that southeastern Wisconsin area where the big Foxconn plant is, skeptical that this is going to help them in their part of the state. Have you been hearing things like that as this develops in the Eau Claire area?
Well, I've certainly heard that from Democratic candidates who are hoping to run or hoping to win statewide office. Also, just looking at some of the social media comments on Facebook and Twitter, there's definitely skepticism that this will do much for places outside of Racine and Mount Pleasant. So, you know, whether that bears out, we'll have to wait and see.
Do we have any idea of the timeline for this Eau Claire Innovation Hub, when it's expected to be up and running?
Yes. Alan Young of Foxconn said that they're still working on acquiring the properties, that they expect to be finished by the end of 2018. They hope to be operational at the Innovation Center and at the Business Incubator by early 2019.
Rich, I wonder if you can put this into some context for us. You mentioned that software company that's made a big splash, homegrown in Eau Claire. Can you talk for the rest of the state outside of Eau Claire? Give us the economic scene in Eau Claire as this innovation hub is being proposed.
Well, this is just the latest in a long series of announcements that Eau Claire is growing, especially the downtown. It's really been remarkable to see what's happening. A lot of people try to point to this performance arts space and mixed-use facility known as the Confluence as kind of spurring that, and certainly that did have some direct investments, as there were two hotels that were redeveloped that had been abandoned. But there's just been a ton of activity in downtown Eau Claire. And, you know, a lot of people credit the artistic community or the artistic economy for that. And I think that's certainly part of it.
I know we talked to you, Rich, about legal challenges to some of the funding for the Confluence project. Is that all in the past now?
Yeah. The Supreme Court did. There's a small portion of a Supreme Court case recently, a state Supreme Court, that could be revisited by the local circuit court here in Eau Claire County. But basically, that's wrapped up. It would take a lot of wrangling for that to be stopped at this point. And that surrounded around what are known as TIF districts, tax incremental financing districts.
And getting back to the Foxconn Innovation Hubs, Rich, the 150 jobs, I think, was the number you mentioned. Is there a hope among supporters that this spins off? It's not just those jobs, that this would spin off into other jobs in the Eau Claire area.
Well, this Foxconn official, Alan Young, did allude, kind of hinted that there could be more growth. Governor Walker hinted that there could be more growth in this area. They've also talked about just the jobs that will be required to retrofit these buildings or these spaces. So there's going to be some spillover construction jobs from that as well.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio reporter in Eau Claire. We talked with him about Foxconn's announcement of plans for a new innovation center in Eau Claire. You can join in with your thoughts about what's going on with Foxconn around the state, the main project in Racine County, and as we've heard, developments in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and now Eau Claire. Are you optimistic about the impact this might have on the state? Are you worried about the amount of money that the state is putting into it? You can email us ideas@WPR.org or share your thoughts on Twitter. Tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.